Hello and welcome to the Personal Success Podcast. This podcast is coming to you from New Brunswick, Canada, and I am your leadership life coach, Jeff Yeomans, who will be providing you with the coaching content that we will be providing here, along with some action steps that you can take to improve your life. Each episode of this training will be approximately 15 minutes in duration. My intention is to keep it to about 10 minutes of instruction and description, and then 5 minutes talking about the actions that you can take to improve your life and develop yourself as you see fit. Whether that's in personal leadership or work leadership, if it's just reaching a goal that, you know, you've been having a difficult time obtaining. So it's all up to you, but we're here to guide you and use this podcast as that way of guiding you and helping you along the way. So I'd ask that you take a second and subscribe to this podcast. Please share it and tell your friends about it if you like it. If you don't like it, please let me know so that I can make changes to the podcast so that you find it more interesting and enjoyable. So without further ado, we will go into the first broadcast and we'll start away. So millions of people each year make New Year's resolutions, but only a small, very, very small portion of them actually manage to keep them. And if you're one of these people that struggle to keep your New Year's resolutions, you might not be setting the right kind of goals. And you may not have the right support system around you. So when you're setting your right kind of goals, your goal or resolution needs to be specific. You need to frame your resolution in a positive words, positive mindset. And you have to make sure that your resolution is entirely about you, because you can't change anybody else except yourself. So if you're failing to reach your goals, your resolution probably is not specific enough, you're not framing them positively, and the resolution may involve other people or be about other people that you don't really control. So let me ask you, what is your New Year's resolution this year? Is it to lose weight, exercise more, get in shape, quit smoking, spend more time with family, get your finances in order, get a better job? These are just a quick list of the New Year's resolutions that people put out there. And if you put that out there like I just, you know, described them, they are very general resolutions that are not specific. So you need to fine-tune these. So why listen to me? Well, I've got 31 years of experience in industry, and I've worked myself from a trainee up to senior manager. And to do that, I've had to embrace a lot of change in my life. I've spent well over $27,000 over the last 12 years on leadership, training, coaching, and change management training. In the last 9 years, I've been focused on coaching people. And I like coaching because when I first started, I thought I had to tell everybody what I knew. And that's not really leadership and coaching. Coaching is asking questions and pulling the information out of the person being coached and having them solve their own problems, you know, using your knowledge in the way to ask the questions to help them reach their goals. So that's why I think you should listen to me. So the problem, whatever your goal is, you can make it happen, but it takes a little work. You need a plan of action. You need to identify your goal as a SMART goal. Create your plan and then execute it. And when we talk about SMART goals, SMART is an acronym for specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-bound. Every goal that you make needs to be specific. You need to be able to measure your success. You need to be able to take actions against that goal. It has to be realistic, and you have to set a deadline to make it happen. Many people have developed the habit of procrastination in their life. This habit is quite detrimental to successfully implementing a New Year's resolution. If you want to create something great, you need to initiate action to achieve it, and you need to stick with the plan. Most people, because of procrastination, either will not start the goal, or as soon as the first obstacle gets in their way, they'll revert back, and they'll never achieve that goal. So substantial personal change can only happen when you change from within you. There is no person in this world that you control completely as yourself. You can only influence others, but you cannot change them. No one can change you either. You have to be the one in charge of your own personal change. In all my training, I like to set out action steps for you to take to enable you to reach your goal and to get usefulness from this training. So when we're talking about setting a New Year's resolution, you need to make sure you're willing to follow through. Do not set a goal that you cannot follow through on or that you know you're just not going to do. That's why you need to have a SMART goal, meaning it needs to be specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-bound. So keep that in mind when you're creating your plan. You need to create a plan that will take you from where you are today all the way through to your end goal. And when you're doing that, make sure that you set out and write this down, because that's very important, just to write out your plan. What are you going to do and when? Always put a timeline on each of your steps and each of your actions so that you have a deadline to work towards. Your plan should include specific steps so that you can measure your progress and stay on track. What this means is that you should have stops along the way where you can say, okay, am I where I need to be today to reach my goal for when I said I was going to reach it? And that's very important for you to do. So stay on track. And just like your overall goal that you have, each step towards that goal needs to be measurable and realistic. When it comes to setting your action plans, remember that action is always better than inaction. If you want to achieve anything in life, you need to start today. You need to take steps towards achieving it. Initiating is often the most difficult thing that we can do, is to get started. So you need to take the responsibility for your change and take action. And as you're beginning that action, you need to be self-disciplined. When you're being self-disciplined, you're creating good habits that you're willing to work on each and every day to keep you on track and keep your goal in sight, but keep your action steps moving forward. And one of the biggest things you can do there is to be optimistic. Because optimism, once it becomes a habit, it is very difficult to break. If you can be optimistic towards any goal and continue with that optimism, you will be successful in obtaining that goal. So each goal needs to be divided into activities, and then those activities need to be broken down into tasks. So if you break down each of your tasks and each of your activities, you'll be able to put twice the effort into obtaining your end goal. The reason I say that is if you've got everything labeled and written down properly, that's half the battle, because you can stay focused and you can move towards that goal very quickly if you've itemized everything down in the proper manner. The challenge is always to make sure any goal is an improvement. So you always want to change for the better. If you take the challenge of heading towards your goal, doors will open for you. I've seen it so many times. So positive change always begins within yourself. So focus on your internal goals and habits, and this will create your external successes. So action step number one is write down your high level action steps and create SMART tasks, meaning they're specific, measurable, actionable, realistic, and time-based. Write down each of the tasks with a timeline, a deadline, to complete each of these tasks. Step number two, start right now. Always work on one task at a time, but again, action is better than inaction, so you want to start today. Continue working on each of your steps and checking them off until you've reached your goal in achieving your New Year's resolution. So now that you've written out step number one and step number two, it's time to execute your plan. Start now. Do not procrastinate another minute. I also suggest that you get other people involved. Sharing your goal, your New Year's resolutions with other people make that goal real. It makes it real in your mind. It makes it real in other people's minds as well. And then you want to stay positive and flexible. Always keeping your eye on your big goal that you want to achieve, but be flexible and always stay positive. Remember, you're the one that has set your goal. You can always change that goal. It's your plan. It's your life. But if you keep working towards your goals, you will see results, especially if you use the step-by-step process we just described. You will see results. Remember that having a New Year's resolution without having a detailed plan and executing that plan is just making a wish. So, how was the training? I hope you got some good ideas from the introduction and the narrative around habits and creating success habits. And I hope you can utilize the action steps that we've provided to you to help you reach your goals and develop the success in which you are striving to do. So this has been the Personal Coaching Podcast. Again, my name is Jeff Yeomans, and I'm from New Brunswick, Canada, and I'm a leadership life coach with over 19 years experience in leadership development. I have a website called thepersonalcoachingcenter.com, and you can also check us out on Skillshare under Jeff Yeomans if you want as well. I have some additional training available on Skillshare, and certainly you would like it if you listen to that and learned a little bit more about my coaching style. So again, please subscribe to the podcast, share the podcast, and tell others about the podcast if you liked it. If you didn't like it, let me know so I can make some changes to the podcast so that it is more realistic for people like yourself that are trying to, reach their goals and, improve their goal achievement success. So have a great day.